39 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. Now we look at the commodity markets with Merrill Crowley. How's it looking out there, Merrill?
Looking pretty good out there today. Nice little rain over the weekend, and it seems like things have kind of mellowed off. However, the markets seem to be running kind of iffy today on both sides of the trade. Currently, I have Maycorn trading at 378 and a quarter unchanged. July, 387 and a half unchanged. Dees, $4. Guess what? Unchanged. And wheat is in, for May is 465 and a half down a half. July is 471 up a quarter. May soybeans, 903, 904 now up a quarter. July is 917 and a quarter unchanged, and November is 937 and a quarter down a quarter. So there was nothing in the daily reporting system. We kind of need to see that for exports. The Bloomberg survey for Friday's acreage reports 91.3 million acres corn, 86.2 million acres for soybeans. The USDA Ag Foreman was at 92 and 85. Quarterly stock estimates have wheat up 75 million bushels from last year, soybean stocks record large at 2.8 billion, and corn stocks near 8.25 billion, which would be the third largest in history. The bull markets need to be fed daily. I don't know if there's enough information this week to keep the market moving higher, as traders will be focusing on this big report coming up at the end of the month, and that will be out on Friday. I do know if piles are declining, and when that happens, usually we start seeing more demand and better basis. We'll have to wait and see how that reacts. So we keep an eye on the flooded acres and the reports coming out of there and move forward on that. Now with the feeders today, I'm showing the feeder cattle backing off a little bit. I've got April at 147.60 down $1.20. I've got the May's at 152.07 down $1.97. The live cattle are 128.57 down $1.50. I'm sorry, down $1.15, and the Junes are 121.90 down $1.60. Lean hogs are still holding in there steady with April at 79.07, up 75 cents, and the Mays are 87.60, up 57 cents, and I have July at 99.47, up 90 cents. Cattle on feed report was bearish with feed estimates at 100.7 versus 99.6 estimated. Placements were at 102.2% versus an estimate of 96.2, and marketing's at 100.5 versus 101.5%. And you can see we're trading that negative report this morning. Cash trade last week was 128 live, a dollar higher, and 208 dressed, which is $4 higher. I'm showing June resistance for cattle at around 125.50. The weather continues to play havoc with the feed yards, and the trade awaits more info on livestock losses from the flooding. Last 2 weeks, we've seen the hog sharply higher. The natural resistance is at 100 bucks. This market looks to have gone parabolic. Now, parabolic markets end very quickly. That's about all I got this morning with futures trading involving substantial risk of loss and not suitable for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This is Merrill Crowley at Midwest Market Solutions. Have a great day.